The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
For heaven's sake, who's that? I don't even have the dinner dishes done.
Sounds like Charlie and... Yes, it is Charlie.
Oh.
And Madge. For Pete's sake, they're both dressed up like pirates.
Like what?
Like pirates. They got a paintbrush in each hand. For the love of Mike, you don't think they were serious last night, do you?
Well, of course they were serious, but you talked them out of it, I thought.
Keep hold there, my hearties. Open up in the name of Captain Kidd.
Oh, what are we in for now?
Drop your anchor and pull down your mainsail. Here's Captain Kidd and Long John Silver reporting for duty.
Come on in, Charlie, man.
Give me your gold and your Spanish doubloons or walk the plank. Now, wait a minute. Let me put this cutlass between our teeth.
Well, may I ask what you two are all dressed up for?
Oh, Charlie, take that paintbrush out of your mouth. I just washed them in turpentine.
Well, you're telling me.
Well, here we are. Oh, we're going to have a marvelous time. Simply marvelous. Darling, we have it all arranged.
Well, you have what all arranged, Madge? Close the door, dear. We'll get cold.
What's this all about?
How do you like our costumes,
Charlie? Yeah. Well, they're fine.
I told everybody. I said, come in costume so we'll really have a ball.
You told everybody? What do you mean everybody?
Well, now, look, pal. Did you think I was going to let you down? Listen, when your painter quit and you hope to move into this new house by Thanksgiving, did you think that good old Charlie was going to let you down?
Well, yeah, well, no, I mean...
Didn't I tell you I was going to round up some people and get your place painted?
Yes, but I thought you were just talking, Charlie. I mean, look, those things never work out.
Oh, the heck they don't. Tell them, Madge. Tell them, sweetheart.
Well, I called people today and I said, the Pipers want to move in by Thanksgiving and their painter quit, and why don't we all just pitch in and help them out?
Yeah, what do you think, everybody? What he said, we'll be there with bells on. I said, don't make it bells, I said. Be there with a costume on, I said. This is going to be a costume painting party.
Well, darling, everybody accepted. Eleanor and Fred, Esther and Artie Ford, Anna and Jack Mara.
Yeah, Lord, boy, will you save money, pal, putting all your friends to work.
Well, but it doesn't seem right, Charlie, really.
Oh, listen, they love the idea. Work isn't work when you make it fun, huh? Now, come on, let's get organized before they all get here.
Sooner or later, and again, every great star of show business finds his way to CBS Radio's Amos and Andy Music Hall. Nightly, Monday through Friday, Freeman Gosden and Charles Correll add new laurels to their fantastic album of entertainment successes. Of course, the main cheese and maker of mischief remains the wily Kingfish, a man with no peers when it comes to converting Andy Brown's cash into his own. A fast buck was never fast enough to stay ahead of Kingfish. And a fast evening session of fun means the Amos and Andy Music Hall on most of these same stations. By no coincidence, but by careful planning, the same definition fits the Robert Q. Lewis show those same evenings on the same network. And we're not taking bows, but just taking time out to be sure that you get in on the fun when these great shows lift their curtains at the star's address. Robert Q. and his friends make variety a very popular word, mainly thanks to RQL's personal way with people and with humor. Listen tonight when CBS Radio serves them up fast, popular Robert Q. Lewis show.
Here it is, dear. Put it on.
What is that?
Your old clown costume.
No.
Put it on. It is the only costume you have, and I've rummaged through a dozen cartons here to find it. Now, where's the big white ruff that goes around your neck?
Look, I am not going to put on that get-up to paint in.
You can't find the ruff.
Well, just don't bother. Don't bother. I'm telling you, I'm not
going to... Here it is. Put it on, will you?
I will feel absolutely idiotic dolling up in that clown costume. Besides, I can't paint in it anyhow with that ruff around my neck. I couldn't even see anything.
Look, Madge and Charlie have apparently gone to a lot of trouble asking everybody to come over and help us paint tonight. It seems the least we can do is cooperate.
Yeah, how much painting do you think is going to get done?
Well, I don't know. Some, I hope.
Yeah.
At this point, I'm willing to do anything to get moved out of this garage into the house by Thanksgiving. I'll put on the clown costume and hurry.
Oh, what are you wearing?
Well, I don't know. I haven't anything, really. I may put on that flowered skirt and my peasant blouse and be a gypsy with a lot of jewelry and bangles and stuff.
Well, at least you look cute.
Well, do you have to look cute?
No, but the silly clown costume. I don't know why I got the thing.
For the Kiwanis Spring Review 4 years ago.
Yeah, I know. Oh. I just meant I don't know why I kept it. Look at this. Well, I can't wear it. It won't fasten there. That settles. The zipper won't work.
Stand still. Stand still. Nothing to it, Hannah. Stand still. This rough around your neck.
Oh, I was...
Stand still, please. There. Oh, honey, you look cute.
Look, it's prickly and it itches.
It looks fine. Imagine Charlie would be very pleased, dear, to think that where are they, by the way?
Well, when you put Betsy to bed, they said they'd go off to get supplies while we got dressed up in something.
Supplies?
Yeah, well, paint, I guess. Brushes, we'll need several.
Oh, paint, of course. I never even thought of that.
Well, when the painter quit, he took all his paint with him, so...
Of course. I just never thought of it.
Uh-oh. They're back.
I know. I've got to dig out some of my old costume jewelry to be a gypsy. Oh, here's your clown hat.
Oh, no, I don't need...
Dear.
All right.
Hey, open the door! We got our arms closed!
Oh, get the door, dear. Yes, good heavens, what did they buy?
All right, out of the way! Out of the way!
Can somebody grab it?
Yeah, I got it.
Grab it.
Oh! Good heavens. Look at our boy here! Laugh, clown, laugh.
Yeah, I guess so, Charlie. It was the only costume we had.
Oh, you're just darling. What are you going to be? Well, a gypsy, I guess. What did you buy?
Oh, really? I do think this whole thing is the most marvelous idea.
Oh, you just love parties, baby.
I know what I do. What did you get, Madge? It looks like food.
Darling, it is food. We got everything. Boiled ham, tongue, bologna, salami, smoked salmon.
6 different kinds of cheese, olives, pickles.
Yeah.
And
2 dozen Coke.
Yeah, and a couple cases of beer, pretzels, potato chips.
And then I got a lot of that junky stuff, you know, for people to nibble on. Sunflower seeds, salted nuts, cheesy crackers, caviar.
Caviar?
Caviar?
Mm-hmm.
Caviar?
Just a small one. But there is nothing like caviar to really make it seem like a party. Don't you think so?
Well, I never buy it at all, Madge.
Oh, darling, you should. It just makes that final touch, you know?
Yeah, I think we got everything we need. We picked up bread, too.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. Well, look,
dear.
I really think we should reimburse you for this, Charlie.
Yeah.
After all, we are the hosts.
$32.16.
So, $32?
No, we had to shop at that fancy delicatessen. Now, you know, they're always higher.
Well...
Yeah, well, of course. I know, Madge, but my guys... Oh, no, it's okay.
Oh, I suppose Madge could return the caviar if you don't want it.
Okay, now
you girls get busy and make the sandwiches so we've got things ready, huh?
Yeah. Let's just put things out, and everybody can make their own when they want.
Yes, well, that's fine, Madge.
Oh, well, just a minute, Charlie. One thing. What about the paint?
About the what?
The paint. The paint, I mean, that's the idea of all this, isn't it? I mean, everybody's going to paint.
Oh, the paint! Oh, Madge, I knew there was something we forgot.
What, darling?
We forgot the paint.
The what?
The paint.
The paint, Madge. I thought that's what you and Charlie went after.
Oh, of course, you paint. How dumb can we be? Look, darling, you get dressed and set out the food, and Charlie and I'll go back for the paint. That hardware store on 6th Avenue is open until 9.
Well, maybe we can go, Madge. There's no reason why you and Charlie should...
No, darling. I am the one who knows exactly what to buy. Now, you get ready. Oh, we're going to have a marvelous time.
Honey?
Yes?
Honey, 2 more boiled ham sandwiches with Swiss cheese, 1 with mustard, 1 with... Well, don't glare at me.
Well, I feel like I'm working in a diner during the frantic lunch hour. I've done nothing but race around serving coffee and sandwiches.
Yeah.
2 more ginger ale and bring in the pickles, will you?
Oh, all right, Charlie.
Okay, Charlie.
Hey, Sammy, did you hear this one? It's going to kill you.
Is any painting being done at all?
Not a bit. No, excuse me. Fred painted a windowsill and left the paintbrush on it so it dripped all down the wall and in a puddle on the floor.
Oh, no. Is somebody dancing in there? It looks like it.
Oh, yeah, sure. George brought a portable radio. He's dancing with Eleanor.
Oh, really? I can't hear.
Darling,
Yes? Those cheesy crackers and the salt mess and bring them in, will you? I'm all painted.
Yes, are you painting, Mary?
Oh, no, darling, not yet. I haven't even got it mixed. I'm not going to let anybody start until I've got just the right shade. I think it needs some raw sienna and just a touch of burnt sienna yet. That will give it a sort of creamy, muted shade that'll be just perfect.
Well, look, it's 10:30, Mac. Back closer to 11.
No, I know. Doesn't time fly when you're having a good time? Well, I'll go back to my mixing, and you bring in something for me to
nibble on. All right, close the door, will you? Close the door. Now, I want you to say something to Charlie.
Say why? After all, I can't go in there and order everybody to get to work.
I know, in an offensive mood everybody's in, I don't want them sloshing paint all over. What's more, I don't want this going on all week. Oh,
all week? Don't be silly.
Charlie invited... Didn't you hear him? He said open house here every evening until the painting was done. He thinks he's doing us a favor.
Well, a favor? Look, yes. This is costing me a fortune, for heaven's sake. You know what he and Madge spent for paint and brushes? Only the best brushes are cost. Listen to that jackass. Now, do you know what the best paintbrush cost? All this was supposed to save me money. That guy bought 15 paintbrushes.
Well, the money is bad enough, but there's something frightening. The thought of 15 or 16 people wandering merrily about our new house with dripping paintbrushes in their hands.
I'll speak to Charlie right away.
You are right.
You see, it isn't that we don't appreciate your efforts, Charlie, but, you know, with 15 people or more, well, what I'm trying to say is...
I know what you're trying to say.
Oh, well, that's fine, Charlie, because...
And I agree with you. We need organization.
What?
We got to organize this thing better.
Well, Charlie, that isn't exactly what I meant. Look, the whole thing just isn't working out.
Because it isn't organized. Now, you leave it to me. You have to get them in a good humor before you put them to work.
Right.
You know, like fatten them up before the slaughter. Yeah. You leave it to me. Okay, everybody. Okay. Now, quiet. Quiet. Turn off the music and everybody sit on the floor.
What is he going to do now?
I don't know. Come on.
Hey, everybody in the living room. Madge, round up everybody with you. Fred, George.
What are you playing, Johnny? New game?
Now I want to hold a meeting.
Oh, come on, everybody. Charlie's going to hold a meeting.
Look, Charlie, wait a minute. Listen,
oh, Charlie. Look. Stanley can be in charge of painting the dining room, see? Fred, the living room. George, the kitchen. Then we'll designate who works with who. It's going to work out swell.
Well,
come on, everybody.
Charlie, the point is...
You want this place painted so you can move in by Thanksgiving, don't you?
Well, I did, but it isn't absolutely necessary, Charlie. I mean... As you can see, everybody's having a good time. They don't really feel like painting anymore.
Yes, she's right.
Well, then, let's feel like painting, all right. I'm going to be the supervisor and stand over everybody with a whip.
Oh, Charlie.
Yeah, and we'll get your wallpaper up, too. I'm the best little old wallpaper hanger this side of the rock.
Oh, what?
Charlie, it's nice of you, but really.
Listen, wait a minute. What are friends for if not to help out? Now, will you come on in the living room, everybody? Come on!
Okay.
I got news for you. We're going to put you to work, huh?
Well, I guess we should be grateful we have so many nice friends.
Yeah. At the moment, I could use a few enemies.
Don't worry. When this is over, we'll have some.
The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce with Audrey Christie and Don Briggs and is produced by Walter Hart. This is Stuart Metz inviting you to listen again tomorrow for The Couple Next Door.